The U.S. election will be front and center on this Tuesday. We suspect there will be a good deal of volatility around the updates leading to the results. As things stand, a Trump win would likely translate to more broad-based U.S. dollar demand, given policies of tariffs and tax cuts. The race is expected to be very close, and it may take some more days before we even know the result, which could keep financial markets in a jittery mood. As far as the rate outlook goes, the market is expecting two more rate cuts from the Fed this year. Other notable updates include a euro that has been better bid of late on stronger euro area data and less dovish ECB speak, a pound that is struggling in the aftermath of the UK budget, and an Australian dollar that is slightly better bid today after the RBA left rates on hold but delivered a more hawkish than expected message highlighted by concerns around underlying inflation. Meanwhile, oil has been rallying on the back of OPEC output delays and tension in the Middle East. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from UK services PMI reads, Canada trade, US trade, Canada and US PMI reads, an ECB Lagarde speech, the Bank of Canada summary of deliberations, and of course, the US election. That's all for now.